have a good time. Put a smile on your face, yeah. KBKM and Elation Radio. Even brighten your day and help you through the night. Bring you good music, KBKM and Elation Radio. And here's your host.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, everybody. Let everything that have breath praise ye the Lord. How many of you know that he keeps on doing great things for me? Come on, somebody. That should be your testimony tonight, that God keeps on doing great things for me. Hallelujah. God, do I have a witness out there? Do I have a witness out there that says God keeps on doing great things for you as well? Hallelujah. I know he does. Amen. If you don't want to tell it, I'll tell it for you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Listen, this is a blessed day to be in the land among the living and not the dead. Come on here. We praise God this night for this day. We thank him for each and every one of you that are tuned in by the way of sitting and listening. Amen. We're so elated to have you join us tonight. We praise God for each and every one of you. So listen, go ahead, call a neighbor, call a friend, get them on the line tonight. Let them know that Dr. Apostle Sylvia Hunter is on the line, and she came on with a word tonight for God's people. So listen, whatever you got to do, stop what you're doing right now. Make sure you add somebody. Make sure you dial somebody. Make sure you text somebody and get them on. I don't care if you got to hook them up by two-way, three-way, four-way, five ways. I don't care how you got to hook them up. Just hook them up tonight, because we need to hear a word from the Lord. Amen. Glory to God tonight. So listen, I want to go ahead and get all the accolades out tonight. I want to thank God for Dr. Kimmy Kim and the Elation family. Come on, give it up for them tonight. Give it up for her. Give it up for the magazine, Elations Magazine, Elations Radio. Yes. You know, we're supposed to give honor where honor is due, right? Amen. So let's give it up to them tonight for doing such a great job over there. Amen. And everything she puts her hands to, God is just blessing, and he's multiplying and he's adding. I just thank God for being a God of multiplicity. Come on, somebody. So we're so excited about what God is doing. I always say that, and I know y'all say she always says that she's excited. I am. I'm overjoyed because I believe that the Lord has big things in store for us. I believe that God has us on his mind. And so I get excited when I see my sisters and my brothers growing in the things of God, doing what God called them to do, prospering in everything that they put their hands to. I love it. I love it. I love it. And if you don't love it and you got a problem with it, something is wrong with you, because you ought to be glad to see your people progress. Amen. Instead of regress. Come on, somebody. Glory to God tonight. So, Father, we're going to come into alignment tonight with your will for our lives. We're going to come into alignment with your spirit. We're coming into alignment with your word for our lives, the words that you've already spoken over our lives tonight. We're coming in alignment, oh God. We need to come into alignment, you guys, seriously, with the things that he's requiring of us. God is requiring another yes from us, and we need to come into agreement with his word. Amen. We need to come into agreement, knowing that God is our Father, knowing that nothing happens, amen, unless he allows it to happen, and that he is fighting for us. We got to come into alignment. Amen. We got to line up. Amen. It's just that simple. We're going to have to line up. We can no longer be out of alignment and think God is going to continue to use us and he's going to continue to bless us, and we are out of pocket. We have lost, we've left our post. We have given up our post. We've thrown in the towel. We're trying to quit on God. We're still trying to straddle the fence. With some of us, you done crossed the fence. Come on. Some of you done jumped over the fence. Some of you done jumped up out of the boat, and you're yet murmuring. You're yet complaining. But listen, it comes a day and a time, and we are in this day and in this time where you're going to have to make a conscious decision of whom you're going to serve. Is it going to be God, or are you going to serve Baal? Come on. Are you going to serve God, or are you going to serve man? Are you going to serve God, or are you going to serve the devil? Who are you going to serve? And listen, can't nobody make up your mind for you. You got to make up your mind. God wants you to be fully persuaded in your own mind. Come on. He's a gentleman. He's not going to force his way on you. He's not going to force his way on you, his will on you either. Glory to God. So we got to make up in our minds that we're going to serve God. For God, we live. For God, we're going to die. Amen. And that means if somebody was to burst in your front door, amen. Amen. If they are bursting in your front door and saying to you with these guns pulled out on you, and they're saying, listen, we want you to renounce your God and die, what are you going to do? Are you going to renounce your God, or are you going to just take it? Just listen, I'm not renouncing God, so you might as well kill me. Are you in this time? Are you in the right frame of mind that you, when, because see, people say that. They say, for God, we live, for God, we die. All right, but that sometimes, and in the time we're living in, that can very well be put to the test. So don't be alarmed when you begin, because you're standing for the things of God and you're not bowing to the Babylonian system. You're going to have to put up. You're going to have to put your mouth where your money is. And you never know. I don't know what. I don't know if they're going to come. I don't know if they're going to marshal law us. I mean, I can tell you what I see, but God has a way of always changing his mind. And so with that being said, and if we are marshal law, I can see God
I can see God stepping in. Amen. Stepping in. I can see them coming in to take us out of here because we won't renounce God. And I can see God allowing us to fight. Come on here. I'm telling you, like Wonder Twin power activated. I can see God allowing us to fight with his strength. And I'm telling you, well, we whoop everybody. We take guns and break them. I'm being for real. I'm not trying to get you on no Star Trek mode. I'm not trying to get you with no Bionic Woman mode and the Incredible Hulk. I'm not talking about nothing that's fictional, honey. I'm talking about the real deal, Holyfield. Glory to God. You got to know in this hour that we're going to have his strength to do the things that we need to do in the earth. We're going to have his strength to be able to fight the devil. Come on here. See, the devil is raging. He's roaming to and fro, even more so now than ever because his time is up. Amen. He don't know when, the Lord Jesus Christ is coming back again. He don't know when, hallelujah, but he knows that it's coming, and he can feel the very heat. He's feeling the heat because there are some of you really praying. Amen. You're really seeking the Lord. And so the devil knows that he is, listen, his time is almost up. And with me, it's already up. So with you, his time should already be up because we have already made a conscious decision that we are believers of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we're here to defend his name. Amen. And we're standing tonight and today only because he made a way. We're standing because he made a way for us when there was no way. He created ways. Come on here. He opened up doors for us that no man can shut. And I'm telling you, he's shutting doors that no man can open. He's making it happen for his children. God will protect his own. I don't care if we have to go through another famine. I don't care if this Delta variant is running them crazy, because it ain't going to run me crazy, because I shall have peace. Come on here. Oh, glory to God. Tonight, I shall have peace. With whatever God allows, I'm going to be peaceful about it. I'm going to have a peace of mind. I'm going to rest in him knowing that he is fighting for me. I don't care what they say. I'm telling y'all, it's coming today. I begin to tell my husband today. I said, Daddy, listen. I said, I'm picking this up in the spirit that they're going to ask people when you go to the doctor. They're going to ask you the question, have you had the COVID vaccination in the last 2 weeks? And I said, and they're going to ask you, if you've not had the vaccination, they're not going to be able to serve you. And I said, you know what? And I said, it don't bother me. You know what I'm saying? But for those, you know, for those who are not as strong in the faith as I am, what are they going to do? So I'm just saying, Lord, help them to stand, God, in the midst of adversity. They ain't got to serve me. Come on here. Because God going to take care of us, glory to God. They ain't got to let us fly on the airplanes. That's why we got vehicles to drive where we need to go. Come on, somebody. So it doesn't matter to me. So you got to always stay 7 steps ahead of the devil. You always got to be ahead of him. Come on here, because he's always plotting, planning, trying to scheme his way and scheme his way to get at you, to get back at you because you chose to live for God. So you got to keep your big eyes open. Come on, somebody. You got to also have some people that's got watching your back, because God has, when you put on the whole armor, you're already covered, but your hindsight is uncovered. So you got to make sure that you got an intercessory team. You got some intercessors, or you got a team that are watching the back of you so that you can continue to press toward the front of you and take in the things that you're headed straight forward to. Glory to God. So tonight, we just want to just touch on a few things. Amen. Very briefly. We're not going to be here long before you. Amen. We're not trying to take up all of your time, but I do want to give you something to think about. Amen. I want to put something on your mind. I want to have you scratching your head. I want to have you to begin to think for yourself. Listen, people, there are too many false prophecies on the television. Can I help you tonight? Too many false prophecies that are coming through the airwaves, especially the television. It tells a vision. They tell you what they want you to believe. They are pumping in your brain. Your governors, your senators, your congressmen are saying that. I heard some governors say the other day that it is the people who did not have the vaccination, it is their fault that people are now getting COVID. Well, if that be the case, ma'am, sirs, how is it that you have people who have had the vaccination one and part two, and they dying, one and part two, and they're getting sick? They're catching COVID. So it's not the ones who so are you saying that those that are vaccinated can catch COVID? Uh-huh. Are you saying that then you still want to say and blame the unvaccinated for giving the people who are vaccinated COVID? Something about that don't make sense. Y'all help it make sense to me. It doesn't make sense. Hallelujah. But they got to find somebody to blame. So they're making their list and they're coming in the African-American community. Because here in the state of Alabama, the African-Americans are not getting the vaccination. So even Fauci, Dr. Fauci up there at the White House or wherever he is, he had a lot to say about the African-American community. Uh-huh. He didn't understand why it is that we wouldn't take the vaccination after we've seen all the reports. Why we won't take it? Because we know it wasn't designed for us. Come on here. Hallelujah. And what they tried to make a man-made drug, come on, just like the virus was made in the lab by a scientist, a mad scientist, the same way with this, they put together a vaccination for you to take. They did not test it on animals. And so guess who are the guinea pigs? The people. We are the guinea pigs, so they think. But they got to know that we are steps ahead. We think we are thinking on our feet. Come on here. God will not never let you be ignorant of Satan's devices. And I know there are some Christians that would challenge that, but that's all right. I will go toe-to-toe with you. Amen. So when you come, make sure you got all your paperwork and your ducks in a row. Amen. So therefore, so he's talking about the African-Americans and the Latinos. They're not quick to get this vaccination. He don't understand why we won't get it. Well, why did you get it? Right. Why did you get it? Come on. You know, and so those who getting it, one and two, and then you still got to go back and get another one in 6 months, and then you're going to still have to keep going back because they, Lord have mercy. Y'all know this drug wasn't, Lord Jesus. If they made a drug in a lab overnight to cure the corona, why isn't it that they don't have a drug to cure cancer? Come on, people. They don't have a drug. They give you a cocktail for HIV. You can live longer now with AIDS and HIV. But what about cancer? They don't have a drug. They don't have a. They don't have anything that can spare you from getting cancer, that prevent you from getting cancer if you took the vaccination. We got to use our brains. Amen. God never, he gave us a brain to think. I mean, you know, we got a mind to think, but your brain is also working with your mind. Your mind tells your brain what to think. Your mind tells your brain how to feel. Your mind tells your brain if you are not feeling, you got a headache. So your mind is saying you got a headache. So your brain says, oh, I got a headache. And you begin to declare that thing in the earth. So listen, people, life and death is in the power of the tongue. I'm not coming on here to be trying to talk about the, you know, whether you're going to get it or not. That's totally up to you. And to be perfectly honest, I just, you know, want us to think, you know what I'm saying? Just don't do it because it's a popular. Just don't do it because that's what they want you to do because of the false prophecies. They want to make you believe everybody that died in 2020, they died from coronavirus, and that ain't the truth. But, you know, you go and believe it because that's what the doctors put on your death certificates. There are a lot of times doctors lie on a lot of your death certificates. A lot of people that's died, and then some people I know died with congestion. They've had congestive heart failure for 20 and 30 years. And when they died, the doctors say they died of natural causes. Is that a lie? That's a lie from the pit. They're lying, say you had this and that. So, you know, look at the death certificates that are in your family. You know, everything the doctors say ain't always the truth. People lie. People lie. Come on, we lie. We, you know, and the Lord said the liars don't have their own place in the lake of fire. He says a liar can't tear in his sight, but people lie for money. They will do anything for money, but the love of money is the root of all evil. But the Bible says money answereth all things, right? Because in case you want to throw that scripture in my face, I'm going to come back with that one. But so anyway, here tonight, I'm just going to read one couple of verses of this scripture. And then I want to tell you why I'm reading this scripture. I've read it before. I think it's documented. Joshua. We're going in the book of Joshua tonight. Oh, Father, just cover this word. Cover us, oh, God. We bind backlash and retaliation right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, I bind backlash and retaliation off of my family, those that would try to come up against my family or me, or any ministries that I'm connected to or that's connected to me, any of the members that is connected to our ministry, we bind backlash and retaliation off of them in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, orchestrate this word tonight. Amen. Lord God, let it go into the ears of those that need to hear it, oh God. Well, we bind the third eye tonight. We bind the astral projectors tonight. We come up against every principality of darkness right now. Father God, we bind the witch and the warlock, the naysayers, the gainsayers. We bind the tarot card readers, the psychics tonight. We bind the soothsayers, oh God, the necromancers, the chanters, all the mediums, the divination, spirit of divination. We bind it tonight in Jesus' name. Father God, take control over this line, and we speak that there shall be peace on this broadcast in the mighty name of Jesus. No weapons formed against us prosperous tonight, and we give you all the praise. We give you all the glory, and we give you all the honor. Father, we thank you tonight. We thank you for these your people that have assembled. Lord God, make haste, move for them. Stir up the gift, stir up the anointing, stir up the fire. Lord, we just thank you for what you're doing in this hour, in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen, amen, amen. Joshua, the first chapter, I'm going to read a couple of verses, and then I am going to be through with that, but I got to go here so that I can just show you something. Amen. Reading at verse 1, I think I may use something else. So let me get another book. Hallelujah. Glory to God. God gets the glory, people of God. I just want you to know, I'm sensing not only are they going to stop us from riding the plane, but I'm sensing in my spirit very strongly they're not going to want to see you at the doctor's office if you don't get the vaccination. And you're going to have to prove it. You just can't say it. You're going to have to prove this thing. So I just, you know, just wanted to share with you what dropped in my spirit, and I began to tell my husband, you know, and yeah, hallelujah. So y'all just pay attention, you know, it's just like a forewarning. Watch for it, but be steps ahead, amen. Be steps ahead, so you can start looking for the, you know, because sometimes you may have to switch doctors, right? You want to be prepared, amen. Glory to God. So, amen. The Bible begins to declare, for those of you who have your Bibles, your King James Bible, the Bible begins to say, now after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass. Somebody said, it shall come to pass. Yes, God. Somebody ought to say out there in radio land, it shall come to pass. My God. That the Lord spoke unto Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' minister, saying, now Joshua was a follower of Moses. He was Moses' minister. So he was on his, what we would call in today's time, he was on his team. Amen. You know, he could have been an adjutant. He could have been a armor bearer. Come on. He was on Moses' team. So he was close to Moses. Moses had trained him. Come on. So he was very close to his leader. So and for those of you who are listening to me tonight, you need to get close to your leader and stay put. It's not the time to be jumping ministry. It's not the time to be going here and there and everywhere. Make sure you know what you're doing. Come on, somebody. You need to get close to your leader, back your leader, support your leader. Listen, you need to be the watchdog for your leader. Come on here. You need to be on the rooftop watching. Come on. You need to be paying attention because these people are crazy out here. They don't want God. They trying to fight everybody that is a believer. But listen, if we serve the devil, notice tonight, not here. The book stops with us. Try it if you want to. The devil ain't stupid. He know who to mess with. Come on, somebody. So here the word the Bible says in verse 2, Moses, my servant is dead. Now, therefore, arise, go over this Jordan, thou and all this people, unto the land which I do give to them, even to the children of Israel. God was thinking about Israel. Israel was God's people way back then. They were his people. Amen. And Trump did, I want to make certain, I think Trump did recognize Israel And God said, pray for Jerusalem. And he did recognize Jerusalem and Israel. Amen. And so we want to, because, you know, God always tells us, pray for Jerusalem. Pray for Jerusalem. Pray for Jerusalem. Amen. Because those are his people. Now, you got some fake Jews, all right? There are some fake Jews. They call themselves Jews, but they are the fake Jews. And then you got some real Jews. Amen. Every place, verse 3, that thy foot, that the soul, I'm sorry, I'm rushing through this. Every place that the sole of your foot shall tread upon, that have I given unto you, as I said unto Moses, from the wilderness and the Lebanon, even unto the great river, the river Euphrates, all the land of the Hittites, and unto the great sea toward the going down of the sun shall be your coast. See, now he's outlined this thing. God always gives, and anytime God gives you a prophecy, or a prophetic word, he always gives what? Instruction. Here, he's talking to Joshua. Get up. How long are you going to be mourning over Moses? Get up, get up, get up, get up. The Bible, it talks about the Lord. It's okay for you to mourn 3 months. I don't know if you any of you ever heard that, but it's okay for you to mourn 3 months. Grieve 3 months, and you got to keep it moving, all right? Amen. And so verse 4, I read verse 4. Verse 5, there shall not any man be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life. As I was with Moses, as I was with your leader, come on somebody, so shall I be with thee. I'm going to be with you also. I will not fail thee nor forsake thee. Y'all don't understand. When God gives instructions and you follow his instructions, you ain't going to mess up. You ain't going to miss a beat. You're going to have provisions every step of the way. It's when you go and do things out of the will of God, when you go before his timing, when you go when he didn't tell you to go, but when you do it his way, you will always be successful. Glory to God. Be strong and of a good courage. For unto this people shall thou divide for an inheritance the land which I swear unto their fathers to give them. Only be thou strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do according to all the law which Moses my servant commanded thee. Turn not from it to the right hand or to the left, that thou mayest prosper whithersoever thou goest. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, and thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. Have not I commanded thee? This is a question. Be strong and of good courage. God don't want you to be a wimp and scary. He says, have I not commanded thee? He says, be strong and of good courage. Be not afraid. You can't be a coward on the front line. My God. Cowards don't do nothing, but a coward will mess up the whole team. A coward will mess up the whole front line. A coward will have you getting killed when you are supposed to be the one that's fighting and wins victoriously. Y'all better stop running with a coward. And if you run with one, you need to get them out your circle real quick, because you can't share your business with a coward. You can't share your business with nobody that's scared, because scary people will tell on you. They will turn on you. You'll be wondering how it happened, why it happened. It's an inside job, baby. You got to look at your circle. My God. Help us tonight, God. For the Lord thy God is with thee, whithersoever thou goest. Did y'all hear that? Glory to God, glory to God, glory to God. So listen, God is telling us tonight, we got to stop worrying about our past. Come on, people. You're going to have to stop looking behind you and press toward those things which are before you. It is time for you to press toward the mark of the prize of the high calling, which is Christ Jesus. You have been stuck. You got stuck looking in the back. You got stuck in your past. Some of you are stuck in the way that man beat you. You're stuck because you didn't finish high school. You're stuck because you didn't graduate college. You didn't even go to college. You're stuck because your business is not successful. You're stuck because your leader don't recognize you. You're stuck because you didn't have babies out of wedlock and you can't get a husband. You're stuck in your past. I came to pull you up out of your past tonight. How long are you going to mourn
over that dead situation? How long are you going to mourn over the things, I wish I would have, could have, and if I could have, would I would have did it this way? Don't even do that. Don't do yourself like that. See, that's the trick of the enemy. Stop worrying about if you wish you would have, could have. And you need to start saying, well, Lord, I repent for what I didn't do. Now, Lord, help me to get on the right path so I can do what I need to do to be successful, to have what I declare, to have what I say. That, you know, you need to begin to stop looking and focusing on what didn't happen and start thanking God for what is about to happen. Lord, have mercy. I don't have no help right there. Some of you are stuck in your past, and you can't get no, go no further than that because you're stuck. You're complacent. You're comfortable. You're comfortable with people. Some of you, glory to God, some of you like having a pity party. Some of you like letting people feel sorry for you. Well, baby, that's just not me. Come on. I don't want you feeling sorry for me. Glory to God, because listen, because I got too much of God in me. I don't want nobody patting me on my back and knowing they trying to stab me. Don't put your hands on me. Don't put your hands. Glory to God. Glory to God. I mean what I say, because people, they just not real. They don't make them as real like they used to be. People, they got a motive. All the time people want to join your ministry so that you can take them somewhere. You need to have, if you listen, the Bible says your gifts will make room for you and bring you before great men and women. You ain't got to worry about nobody bringing you or putting you in a position. All you need to do is get yourself in the will of God. God will open up a door for you that no man could even open. Hallelujah. Because sometimes God ain't, he don't want them to get the credit for what he's doing. And so therefore, he won't allow them to do it sometimes. Sometimes he will harden the heart of those that could help you. Sometimes your attitude will hurt you. It will stop you from getting places. You got a nasty attitude. You got a nasty disposition. You think folks need you. But, baby, you, Lord, have mercy. Help us tonight, oh, God. Y'all, you got to stay humble. Humble. Humble is the way. You got to stay humble. Come on here. Hallelujah. Lord, keep us humble. No matter how high you take us, God, keep us humble. Because, listen, you may not have it all, but if you got the right spirit, you got a nice attitude, you are a very kind person. No matter how mad they make you, you're always smiling. You know what? People will want to help you. They want to help you reach your goal faster than anybody, than somebody with a nasty attitude or somebody who's very conceited and they ain't really got it going on for real. Why are you conceited? And you ain't even operating in power. You, Lord, have mercy. You try to operate in the gift and you ain't even got the power to operate in the gift. How can you be conceited? Let me tell you what's going on. I'm going to share this with you and I'm going to move on. There are some people who have been put in places and positions to be a blessing to the body of Christ. But they took that position. It went to their head. They started talking nasty to people, to leaders. They started talking down to leaders. And I said this out of my mouth. They don't know who they're messing with. They don't know who they're messing with. And let me tell you something. The way they was trying to X out folks, God X them out. And he allowed the ones that they was trying to X out, he allowed us to see it. It never fails. I'm trying to tell you now, when people are trying to overlook you, to downplay your anointing, the anointing that God has given you, let them go ahead and downplay it. You ain't got to argue with them. You ain't never got to respond to them, because guess what? You don't owe them no explanation. And it's when you become quiet and don't rebuttal with them and don't make subliminal posts about them, that's when God elevates you. And guess what? You'll see them come on down that pole. You'll see them come on down that corporate ladder that they thought they was on. Guess what? They attitude. They got beside themselves. They can't handle success. There are some people that cannot handle success. They cannot handle being in a position to be over people because they get too prideful. They begin to think it's their word and they're better than everybody. And surely, you see them coming down. I've seen it happen many countless of times before. So you better stay humble. Stay humble. And I'm also seeing this in the body that's really grieving my spirit, how you have a lot of people dealing with the spirit of of rejection, so forth, and the abandonment. They got abandonment issues, and they're also dealing, and so
they have not only abandonment issues, but they have the orphan spirit. And I also see the orphan spirit in leaders. Everybody ain't your spiritual mother, and everybody's not your spiritual father. You need to know whoever God has told you or whomever God has placed you under that is your spiritual mother, spiritual father. That's who you need. You need to get with them and get solid. Get solid in the things of God. You need to stop running around here to all these prophets on Facebook trying to get a word from everybody. You are going to make yourself sick because you cannot digest off of all those tables. You can't eat food off of every table. You know what? Your stomach is, I know your stomach saying you are a mighty dysfunctional person to put all this mess in me and I can't pass it through. It's not going through. It's not coming out. Some people eat stuff and it goes out. But this not going out because you're on every table every day trying to get a word. Listen, God is the word. If you open up his book, you can find the word. He's in his book. Lo, I come in the volume of the book. He's in the book. All you got to do is open it up and read it. You'll find him. If you searching for him, you'll find him. But no, you want to hear what the prophet got to say. But what does God say about your condition? What does he say about the matter? Hallelujah. And so I'm seeing this, and it's bothering my spirit, how these people are running from this leader to that leader. And when they go to every leader that they go to, they're telling them, well, you know, the leader that I was with, you know, they did me this way and that way. But, you know, find out, leaders, what kind of church they left from. Go back and ask those leaders. What kind of member were they when they were at their facility? So in ministry, so that you'll know what kind of people they were. Because some of them are just running. They listen. They're not stable. They're not going to stay with you. They're just running here and everywhere. Come on here. Something wrong in the mind. Come on. Something is wrong in the mind. They can't be stable. Something is going on, and they need help. You need to find out what kind of the way that they serve their leaders so that you'll know how they're going to do you. Furthermore, send them back to their leaders because you don't need nobody else's problem. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But there's something wrong when you can't submit to authority. That's what it is. They don't want to submit, and they don't want to be accountable. People don't want to be held accountable. Only time they want a leader is when they get sick or when they need prayer. Other than that, they don't want to come. Oh, they calling you mother this, mother that, mother, 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 my. But as long as they don't need out of none of that, oh, they want to call you by your first name. Baby, don't you listen. You need to find a name for me because don't you call me by my first name, especially if I'm to cover you. That don't work like that. I'm not your friend. Let's make that clear. You know what I mean? Because I'm not going to call you by your first name. I'm going to call you who God says that you are. So if you can't respect me, I'm going to still respect you, but I'm going to let you know I don't appreciate the way you're addressing me. That's a way to do anything. Amen. If you want respect, you give it. I'm going to give it all the time, so I expect it in return. It should be reciprocated on both ends. But you just got this orphan spirit. They want to have a mother or father. Sometimes they didn't have their mother. Their natural, biological mother was not in their life. And so they might have been raised by their fathers. Or their fathers were not in their life. So they look for men that they want to believe that is a father figure, something that they want to be, to find in a man. And then some of you, after you find a spiritual father, you begin to start liking them. Now, you can't sleep with your spiritual daddy. That's incest. Come on, somebody. Oh, yeah, I said that. Y'all trying to sleep with your spiritual fathers, that's incest. That ain't gone. That's your flesh. And even if he came on to you, you ought to be woman enough to say, I love you. If you call him dad, whatever you call him, bishop, pastor, apostle, whatever, you ought to be woman enough to say, listen, I love you. I respect you. But you know that is not God. I don't like you like that. And you have a wife, or if you don't have a wife, it does not know, you know, if you know, that's no. You got to say no, but no, you be loving the fact that he's looking at you. You even want to flaunt it in the front of his wife, and that ain't God there. You know, sit on down, Jezebel, sit on down somewhere now. Because listen, I'm telling you, that's why people run to the mega churches, and I love mega churches, especially when I'm traveling. I like to go in there and just see the atmosphere and see, watch people, how they act, you know. And this is what I love. I like to go in certain places that have mega churches that I know the leaders. And so you go, and I want to be down, you know, just all the way down. Nobody knows me. I don't know them. And then when the leader sees me, then he greets me and calls my name or whatever. She or she calls my name. And then the people are looking all around because I'm getting my name called. I want you to think I'm nobody, because I ain't nobody if I ain't got God. I'm nobody if I don't have his spirit. I ain't nothing without him. See, I know that I'm not nothing without God. I listen. You listen here. I'm going to tell you something. If God don't do it for me, it ain't going to get done. And I'm just being 100. So how long are you going to stay in your past? Tonight I came to help you come up out of your past. It is time for you to tell your past bye. It is time for you to exit your past so that you can go into the land which the Lord is giving you, so that your feet can tread upon the land that God wants to give you, so that God can catapult you to your next. But he can't catapult you if you want to stay in behind, if you want to stay in Lodabar. He can't catapult you to your Goshen if you want to live in Lodabar, poor man mentality, ostracizing yourself from people, places, and things. You just want to be like you're on an island. Come on here by yourself. God can't catapult you like that. You got to get your mind together. Get your psyche together and pull yourself up by the boot and make it happen. Keep a moving. Keep a trucking. You just got to exit your past. So tonight, God, I ask that you would give us a door where we could exit everything that has been trying to hold us down, everything that's been trying to hold us hostage, everything that's trying to get in our way to stop us, to block us, to hinder us from what you have for us. Lord God, let us exit. This is our exodus tonight. We're going to exit everything out that ain't God. If it's a man that's trying to hold you back, exit him out till he get in his proper place. You got to exit situations. Some of you got to exit some jobs because some of you are in positions that God didn't intend for you to have. Hallelujah. There are motives behind some of your positions, and God said, I called you to entrepreneurship. I didn't call you to be behind somebody's desk working for them. Glory to God. Who am I talking to? This is our exodus moment tonight. We're having an exodus moment to where we're coming out. We're coming out from our past. We're coming out from things that no longer mean us any good. Come on. We're coming out from people, oh God, that's spitting on us, that's spitting on our names, that's scandalizing our name, that has our name in their mouth negatively. We're exiting tonight. Hallelujah. We're exiting the door so that we don't ever have to come back through that door again. So when you leave this time, people of God, don't you go back to your past. Don't you go back and wallow in your vomit. Come on here. Only dogs do that. Don't you go back looking for things to be the same way they used to be. When God brings you out, you keep moving forward. You are to welcome tonight. Welcome your freedom. Hallelujah. Listen, where the spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. You ought to welcome your freedom tonight. You ought to thank God that he saved you. You ought to thank God that he delivered you. You ought to thank God, hallelujah, for what he want to do in your life. Glory to God. Who the Son sets free is free indeed. So you need to thank God tonight for liberty. God is trying to liberate us women. God is trying to liberate you men. Come on, body of Christ. Let's get liberated in him tonight. Exit everything that ain't like him. Exit every door that the enemy brought to you. Come on here. Every man that he brought to you. Every woman that he brought to you. If it wasn't God, exit it tonight. You need to put up the X sign. Come on, somebody. While you're sitting in your home, while you're sitting in your car, put up the X sign and say, God, I am exiting out everything that ain't like you, because it's got to be his way or no way. Amen. Because, listen, he knows what's best for us. Sometimes we can't see it. We got to stop complaining. We got to stop murmuring. We got to stop complaining about the things we put ourselves, we got ourselves into. You got yourself into that mess. Trouble is easy to get into, but it's hard getting out of it. Come on, somebody. And so tonight, stop looking in your past. Your past is just what it says, past. It is behind you. It is not in front of you. You got to ask God to give you your tenacity back, your drive back, your passion back, your perseverance back. You need to ask God to help you live a structured life, a life that represents him. You got to come on up out of complacency. You got to come on up out of loader bar. You got to come on up out of being scared or being a wimp, being a coward. You got to move forward. Now, it is time for you to move forward in the right direction. Come on here, people. Glory to God tonight. It's time for you to rise and go after God. Go after God. Go after God. Be in high pursuit. Be in high chase after him tonight. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Your posture should be in a posture of prayer and obedience. Exit tonight. This is our exodus moment, and we're exiting out of everything that the Lord never intended for us to be a part of. Amen. So tonight, I hope that you were blessed. No longer living in your past, but you're now exiting out everything. Hallelujah. Everything. Don't leave nothing for chance. You're exiting out of everything that has caused you hardship, heartache, pain, you know, caused you to get angry but sin not, grief, you know, everything that's caused you trouble. Your heart's been broken in many pieces, whatever it was. I'm not trying to dig it up because it's in your past. And see, one thing about the Lord, I want to leave this with you. When God forgives you, when you're godly sorry, you go to him and you repent to him and you ask him to forgive you of your sins and you're godly sorry, listen, God will throw your sins into the sea of forgiveness to remember them no more. And when he forgives you, can't nobody come behind that and say, well, I remember when Stan, listen, I might have did what you said I did, but guess what? God dropped the charges. I might have went where you said I went. I might have been where you said I was. But listen, that's in my past. I don't do that anymore. So talk to me tonight about what I'm doing right now. Talk to me about how I'm living for God. If you can't talk to me about that, then we don't need to have any conversation. You stop letting people take you back to a place that where you at your lowest. Stop letting them take you back there when God done delivered you from that. Stop letting them take you back there. If they can't rejoice in who you are now, then they don't need to be a part of your circle. Amen? Glory to God. So I hope that you got a word tonight. May not have gotten a big word, but you got a word. Amen? Every word from the Lord is a word indeed. Amen. It came up out of the book. Hallelujah. And it's all words, all the words in the Bible are an inspiration from the heart of God. So we thank you tonight, Father. So I hope that you guys were blessed. Amen. Hallelujah. Every time the Lord gives me something, I find myself getting happy. I don't know about nobody else. I can only speak for me. Amen. Hallelujah. I thank God for using me. I thank God for, putting his hands on me, never letting me go. Amen. Even when I didn't do all the things right, God was still there for me. That's my testimony. And I just have to share that everywhere I go. So tonight, we're going to go ahead and open up the phone line. Amen. If there are some of you on here tonight, if you want to say something, amen, I want you to come on, give everybody a chance. Be clearly, give us your name and the city and state that you're in. Amen. If you would like prayer, you tell me. Amen. And we're just happy to have you guys on. For those of you that are on, amen, I thank God for you tonight. Amen. So, Dr. Kim and Kim, let's open up the phone lines. Amen. Hallelujah. To God be the glory for the things that he's doing right now. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Caller, you're on the air. Thank you, Lord. I refuse to go back to the way things used to be. I refuse to go back. For his love, he came and changed me. He made me who I am. I won't go back. I can't go back. No. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Caller, you on there. Is there anybody out there that want to speak tonight? Hallelujah. To God be the glory. To God be the glory. To God be the glory. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. We thank the Lord. Amen, for each and every one of you that will come back even by replay. I'm asking the Lord to bless his people in an unprecedented way.
God bless you, woman of God. How are you tonight?
I'm doing just fine. My name is Jamaica. I'm calling from Mobile, Alabama.
God bless you. Good to have you on with me. Come on, give us a don't give me a praise report from last Tuesday, please.
Last Tuesday, I told me that it was a test that I had taken, and you told me not to worry because that I was going to pass the test. And I received my email on this morning letting me know that I did indeed pass my exam.
Come on, come on, come on. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. God is awesome. He's amazing. He's amazing. He's amazing. He's amazing. Glory
Amen.
To God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Listen, this is just the beginning. I'm telling you. Hallelujah. That's just the beginning. There's more
Amen.
To come.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I'm so glad that you came on with me tonight. I want you to be encouraged. I want you to stay before the Lord. I want you to do all that you can for your leaders. Amen. I want you to I'm telling you, God is taking things to another level. You hear me? The same way things used to be, it's not going to be that way. God is taking things up a notch. If I can't say it like that, he's taking things up a notch. He's expanding. He's growing. He's multiplying. He's even increasing us in our brain capacity. He's enlarging our territories. He's doing great things for the body of Christ. So stay in his will. Don't you look back. Don't have a look back mind. God is doing it. Keep believing and keep trusting, and you'll continue to see the hand of God move for you. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
God bless
Amen.
You.
God bless you.
Thank you. I accept. Thank you for calling. Thank you, Lord.
My
Jesus.
Name
call
is,
you on the air.
My name is Charles Suggs, and I'm from New Haven, Connecticut.
What's up, Ms. Good?
And I request prayer from my father, who suffers from a bad back, and he'd be in excruciating pain. He could be fixed with an operation, but he can't go under with anesthesia. So they can't. So there's nothing that they can do for him. But we know God is able.
Amen. Yes, he is. Yes, he is. I want you to know I will be that way in September. I will be your way in September.
Okay.
So, but I will be praying. I'm going to pray for your father now. What's his first name?
Nathan.
Mr. Nathan. Father God, I thank you now for Mr. Nathan. Father God, for you were wounded for his transgressions. You were bruised for iniquities, and the chastisement of his peace was upon you. And by your stripes, Mr. Nathan, Brother Nathan, is already healed. So, Father, we thank you now for the manifestation of his healing. Hallelujah. Being in full operation. Lord, let it come into fruition. Father God, I thank you for his life, oh God. Father God, we bind the pain right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, I ask right now every bulging disc. Father God, locate him in the spirit, oh God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Father, even with his L5, L4, and L3. Father God, I ask that you go in his faucet joints, oh God, and remove the pain, oh God. Father God, Father, we thank you right now. Hallelujah, Father. Oh God, I might say, honor the most key under. Father God, you know, you are all knowing, God. Lord God, let my shanda, Lord God, use your microscopic eyes on his body, oh God, and every joint, every muscle, every tissue. Lord God, I ask that you get into it right now in the name of Jesus. Father God, every bone structure. Father God, come have mercy tonight. Have mercy on him, oh God. And we thank you for his life. We thank you for him. Lord, we thank you for healing him. We thank you now, God, for even allowing the doctors to be a stone of how you're going to move for this man of God. Father God, hey, have your way in his life, God. Let him give great testimony of what you're going to do. And we thank you tonight, even for his son. We thank you for his son tonight, oh God. Father God, I know that you're going to move it even in his favor. Father God, but help stir up the gift, oh God. Activate every gift that Brother Charles have, oh God. Lord God, use him like never before. Father God, if you can use a bird, you can use us. And Father God, we ain't going to let no rocks cry out for us. And I thank you for his tenacity. I thank you that he gets up, oh God. And all he want to do is be your servant. All he want to do is serve you, oh God. So God, give him, hallelujah, make Lord God, I ask that you just make it a way, making ways for him to do ministry, oh God. Even in his condition, you can use him, God. And God, you can yet raise him up, and we're believing you to do so. Father God, I thank you right now for his life, oh God. I thank you for those that are trying to assist him, help him, oh God, in the name of Jesus. So Father God, send them help, oh God. Lord God, send them you, oh God. Lord, give them your strength. Lord God, put your super with their natural, God, and give them the supernatural. Oh, God, I ask them to move right now. Make haste for them right now. Expeditiously. Expedite the time. Father, I'm looking for good reports for both of them in the mighty name of Jesus. And we thank you tonight. We give you all the praise and all the glory and all the honor. It all belongs to you, God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Listen, man of God, your father. Can your father get epidural? Brother Charles, can your father get epidural?
No.
He cannot get an epidural.
No.
Well, he can't get cortisone shots either.
He done had cortisone shots. No good.
No good. And so they can't give him. And so, so what is it? Why is it that he can't get a faucet joint where they go in, you know, with the needle into they deaden it, and then they go in and put in the stuff of inflammation and then the stuff of pain. They couldn't do that for his back?
They done tried everything.
Nothing helped.
Nothing helped. But his
problem does he wear his back brace? Back brace.
His problem is that arthritis have add up the part of the bone down in there, and
right.
and he needs that piece that go in between.
Right.
He's rubbing bone this bone, and now the piece that goes in between is arthritis that eating it up.
Right. I do understand. I'm going to add his name to our prayer list in the morning, and we're going to pray for him.
Well, you done prayed, and we count it done.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
I'm so glad to hear your voice tonight.
It's always a pleasure to hear your voice there. I would have been on earlier, but they was putting me in bed.
Oh, okay. So how are you coming along?
Excuse me?
I said, are you coming along?
Well, I'll be going home one day this week.
Really?
Well, one day next week, I'll be going home.
You're happy about that?
Well, yes, I'm happy about it, but you know, it's just the point of leaving a comfortable spot and venturing out. But I have asked God. I said, God, if it's your will, give me an apartment and choose the apartment that you will have for me to choose. and choose the help that you will have me to help. So
amen.
I guess I better be excited. I better praise him. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Come on.
Yes,
Lord. It's just the adjustment, you know. God is going to do it. You know what, though, man of God? You're going to find out when you get into your own place and everything, and you're going to find yourself, things are going to become, you're going to begin find yourself doing more for yourself. You know what I'm saying? Things are going to get a whole lot better. God is not through. Amen. You keep on confessing.
Amen.
You will have what you say. You hear me? You keep saying
Amen.
It, saying it, saying it till you see it, see it, see it. You hear me? Keep saying it. Amen. But listen, I love you. My time is up. Y'all, I got to go. I bless God for you, man of God. Come back on. Meet me back next week. Amen. Hallelujah. At 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. That's 7 p.m. your time. Amen. Listen, people of God, I thank God for each and every one of you. Know that I'm praying for you. I'm praying for you daily. It has been real. Thank God for each and every one of you. Shalom. Good night.
Shalom. Good night.